It's Wednesday, the 14th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. As elections approach, cybersecurity is emerging as a critical global concern, and in Namibia as well. Similar to recent events in the United States, local digital expert Rupesh Soni provides insights into the growing importance of safeguarding digital systems during this period.
I think in Namibian government websites, almost every other week, you see some of the websites are down because of a hack. Our websites and systems are not the most secure in Africa, and it is something we need to seriously look at and look at the implications of what can happen if there are major hacks and private data of Namibian citizens is leaked. There is a possibility of that happening if we don't prioritize cybersecurity amongst Namibian IT infrastructure.
Sean Garisep highlighted the regional governor's duty to update the government on security, peace and stability following Thomas Governor Laura McLeod-Kashirua's State of the Region address. Garisep from the Karutura Residents Committee criticized the region's leadership for overlooking significant crises.
The residents of Thomas Region have been up in arms against the municipality for over 2 years. And what I'm also saying is that if you look in rural Thomas Region, which is the most part of the region, Grootop, for example, over 20,000 people are sitting without title deeds. They are fighting for ownership of those land and even that they are occupying. Same applies in rural Windhoek areas, in Achtelan, in Ochomise, in Koreakap, even in Okahanjapa. These are the realities of what people are faced with, and her not addressing these issues is a cause for concern. And
find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. To South Africa, where Dada Morero, the ANC's top choice, is poised to be elected the next mayor of Johannesburg following Kabelo Gwamanda's resignation. Morero, who briefly served as mayor in 2022, is expected to address ongoing service delivery challenges in the city. ANC's regional secretary Sasabona Manganye confirmed Morero's candidacy as the party prepares for this leadership transition.
We, of course, want to commend Councillor Gwamanda for the graceful manner in which he has acceded to its request to step down and allow the African National Congress to take over the reins as per the wishes of the broadest sections of society within and beyond the boundaries of Johannesburg.
The International Organization for Migration has called on countries to significantly increase their donations to address Sudan's severe displacement crisis. Reuters says Mohamed Refat, head of the IOM's Sudan mission, cautioned that the organization has only secured 21% of the required funding. Without additional support, the ongoing conflict, combined with widespread hunger, disease and floods, could result in the loss of tens of thousands of lives. U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is the latest member of the Democrats' Progressive Squad to defend her seat in a primary. The group has been a vocal critic of Israel's war in Gaza, resulting in two primary defeats in the last 2 months. Nick Harper reports for us from Washington.
Ilhan Omar has faced considerable backlash for her progressive position. Soon after the October 7th attack on Israel, she called for a ceasefire and supported pro-Gaza protests on U.S. college campuses this spring. Two other squad members, Jabal Bowman of New York and Cori Bush of Missouri, were both recently defeated by candidates backed by pro-Israel groups with significant funding. Also on Tuesday, Senate primaries taking place in Wisconsin, Connecticut, Vermont, and Minnesota will determine which GOP candidates will be facing off against incumbent Democrats in November. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.